Dictation for Yotika Smith. Yotika Smith. Yotika Smith. Date of birth is 12/28/1974. Date of accident is 10/19/2021. Second accident is 9/20/2022. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. As reported earlier, the patient was involved in an automobile accident twice on 9/20/2022 as well as 10/19/2021. Both the claims are active. In this accident, patient reported that she was rear-ended while waiting at the red light on 9/20/2022 accident. The car was not incredibly damaged. It was not total, it was fixed. However, the impact caused her some headaches and some forgetfulness, but no major symptom of TBI. Pain in the neck and the lower back, and the left shoulder, left hip, left knee, and left ankle and foot was reported to the tune of between 5 and 7. The patient has had conservative treatment, physical therapy since then, and she has had two epidural injections on 5/4/2023 and 6/22/2023. Patient has been provided with electro walker, DME supplies, photobiomodulation. She is continuing physical therapy and chiropractic treatment. Her pain in the neck and the lower back is still continuing. Yotika Smith. She reports that her pain in the left shoulder and lower back continues to the tune of 3 to 5. At this time, some improvement has happened from the injections that she received, 50% improvement. And ADLs are affected to the tune of 6. She reports her left knee is swollen. And she shows some lump on the left side of chest that is from costochondritis, unrelated to the car accident. She is very depressed. Kindly review the ADLs, the system review, additional history, and the substance abuse and compliance history from the chart. Physical examination reveals blood pressure is 155 or 103, pulse is 88, pulse ox is 98. The rest of the exam is the same from previous visit of 6/12/2023, dictation number 0618-014. Diagnosis the same plan is to continue conservative treatment and with additional lumbar epidural and sacroiliac joint injections. He doesn't want any medications at this time. She already has plenty of medications that she showed. In duplicate, she is not taking all the medication as were advised. I was able to throw her old medication and provide her a medication in the area of Celebrex, Flexeril, Acifex, Elovil, Zoloft, and lidocaine ointment that she has brought with her. And physical therapy continues 2 times per week in the affected area of neck, lower back, left shoulder, left knee. In the chest, there was a costochondritis that was informed about her, unrelated to the car accident. You can see her primary care physician for that. She's sent on a light duty job, 7 hours, 5 days, 10 pounds, and hospital replacement. Be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.